What is going on, podcast listeners? Welcome back. I got my buddy Sean on the line. What's going on, Sean?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Good, man. And Sean, we met each other on Twitter where else, and we've just been interacting a lot. And I was like, dude, do you just want to like hop on the podcast so I could actually learn who you actually are? So that's what we're doing over here. And Sean's got a killer story. We were chatting before this. I'm super, super excited to share. But yeah, Sean, thanks for hopping on, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Sean, tell us some like logistical background, basic stuff, like resume stuff. Where are you located? What do you do? What did you do? And we'll go deeper from there.
Yeah, cool. Happy to do so. So I'm Sean, live in the Chicago suburbs. I live in the Home Alone town. If anyone's seen the movie, that's always the giveaway. I'm not where I am. So here I was actually born in the area. I went to the East Coast for school. So I went to Wharton, studied management and marketing there. Left, came back to the Midwest for a big consulting job, a big consulting firm. Was there for a couple of years, but knew it wasn't the perfect fit for me in the long run. So I ended up leaving, joined a venture-backed startup in the city. It was probably 40 or so, had some time, needed some money. So I started doing some consulting projects on the side, nights, weekends, and one project turned into another, which turned into another. And fast forward a year or two from there, I left my full-time job to be an independent consultant and have my own consulting business, which fast forward now, what, 5+ years? I've been doing this for quite a while now. And it's been great. I've had a blast and half with it, but not at all what I expected I'd be doing when I left college.
Wow. Dude, all right, a lot to unpack over there, but I love the story. And I think it's more of a quintessential story of you were in the rat race, in the corporate grind, and decided, dude, I don't want to do this. Let me figure out what else to do. There's tons of different paths people take to be able to figure out some way to make money. You decided to do consulting. I'm curious on your thought process of doing that, which is kind of, it's service. You're selling yourself versus like starting some sort of other business or doing newsletters. I have no clue what people are doing, but what was your thought process there of going into consulting?
Yeah. So there's a bunch of different thought processes, but the main one was I needed money. I needed cash. I was in the hole. The full story is that I had bought my then girlfriend at the time an engagement ring, and I needed to pay the loan off for the engagement ring. So I was like,
first of all, talk about the biggest scam, right? Like, hey, 3 months income is what they're marketing to us to spend on an engagement ring. Good God.
Oh yeah, man. It was a hefty check, and it was an interesting time to say the least. But so it was financed. It was on a 12-month interest-free loan, and I was like, I'm the smartest guy in the world because I'm saving 2-3% at the time on inflation over the year. So like, why am I not going to do that? Like, that's a decent amount of money for an engagement ring. And I felt really smart for like 2 weeks. And then I got the request for the first payment. I'm like, whoa, I really need to get some cash. And for me, consulting was like, okay, what is the fastest way to generate some cash? And I also needed to do it on nights and weekends, but also while my girlfriend wasn't around or couldn't see. Because if I like suddenly started doing something weird that I'd never done before, like go power wash some sidewalks, she'd be like, what's going on here? Maybe figure it out.
Yeah.
So it's like, all right, I got to do something on my computer, and I got to be able to make cash by like the end of the day. What do I do? Let's consult. Let's do that. And one thing led to another, where I found a couple of websites where I could do that, and then started consulting for some cash.
Wow. And so your goal was just to pay off the ring.
It was to pay off the ring. I did not at all expect this would turn into a business. It was more so like, how do I get money in my bank account next week when I first got started?
So when you say consulting, there's places like Upwork, which is freelance marketplace, but I feel like the word consulting sounds just more professional than freelancer. What is the difference between consulting versus freelancing?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I'm honestly probably splitting hairs because I think you could probably lump them together. And I think the big difference in my mind is consulting is you're there to provide a long-term benefit and value to the client. Freelancer sounds a little bit more transactional. I'm like, hey, I'm going to be there. I'm going to do something quick for you for 5 minutes, and then we're never going to talk to each other again. Right. Consulting is more like, let's build a long-term relationship. Let's actually add value to you. And then we'll see what we can do forward from there.
Gotcha. So what were you consulting on?
So my history, because I had started my career at a bigger consulting firm, was doing lots of corporate strategy work, typically for like industrial good players, because I'm in the Midwest and there's quite a few in the Midwest. But when I went on Upwork and started getting started to make my first dollar, I was proofreading an email. It was actually my first project that I ever did.
Proofreading emails. Wow.
Proofreading an email. That was my first project. I made $30 and proofread an email for a guy. That was the start. And then what was kind of interesting, because I needed the money, I was basically taking any and every project I could possibly get to make the money. But as part of that process, it was almost paid discovery, right? Because it was like, oh, I did this project in this area. I really did not like it. And I don't want to do anything remotely close to that again. Or, hey, I actually really like this project and it was a much better fit in my time. And I made more money. Like, I'm going to try to do more projects in that area. So it actually led to just organically this really interesting, we'll call it 6-month process of figuring it out and feeling it out and of what kind of work do I like to do? What's the right intersection for me between the like income line versus the hours worked line? Mm-hmm. And it was a really fun process to do so.
So interesting. So I wonder, so people listen to this and they're like, oh, that sounds cool. Like Sean got into consulting, got to quit, got to make some side income. That sounds awesome. But he went to Wharton. I didn't go to Wharton, right? I think that's a lot of what people might say is there was some credibility for you to fall back on. How much of a factor do you think that played into you getting consulting gigs or not?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think it would be naive of me to say that it wasn't beneficial in some capacity. Mm-hmm. However, that does not mean someone without the Wharton degree can't do this. So for example, my mom is awesome. But my mom didn't go to business school. She didn't work at McKinsey. My mom's a librarian. She spent her whole career as a librarian. And I kind of showed her what I was doing and how I was doing it. And got her online and she landed a client as a librarian.
No way.
I think she made like $30,000 in her first month. And then
one of her, what?
Right? Yeah. So it was a company that they're in the healthcare space. They did a ton of research and they needed access to lots of research. And they basically needed a librarian to come up and design a system to catalog all of the research material that they had access to and put it into a way that like their researchers could find all of these resources that they would need. And what's cool about it is they actually liked her so much they gave her a full-time job. So she's actually working for, I don't know if it was that client or different client, but like she got a job out of it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I had the label, but that's certainly not, it doesn't mean that anyone else can't not do it.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's really just packaging knowledge. And I think what the fallacy people fall into is that they think they don't have something that they can offer. Like, for example, I was applying for a visa for India. And if you go on like on the websites and try to get a visa, it's a pain in the butt, right? So then I went to a guy's website and just because I was Googling around and he figured out how to do this because it's a pain in the butt to do. And he just outlined what to do. And then he said, hey, if you want, you could hop on a call with me. I could walk you through it. And then eventually he launched a service where they just do it for you. But he could have been like a teacher or a McDonald's worker, but all he did is figure out some problem that he solved and was able to put online. And then people hired him for that problem, right? Like you don't need to have expertise on everything in business. You just need to know how to solve one problem, whether it's how to get a visa in Thailand or India, it doesn't matter. People will pay for that knowledge of the struggle you already went through.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, consulting is a $330 billion a year business or industry. And the question I get all the time is exactly that. It's like, hey, I have no skills. I don't know what I can do. Why would anyone hire me as a consultant? And then I'm like, okay, so like, what are you doing now? And they're like, well, I work for this company and I used to do this and I do that. And I'm like, so you're telling me that a company is willing to pay you a full-time salary plus benefits and send you a laptop and all that stuff because of your skills, but you can't get side hustle income because you don't have skills. Like it doesn't make sense because you do have skills. Like if a company is willing to hire you for a full-time job, then there is another company that is willing to hire you for the same exact skill set, just as a side hustle.
It's kind of a fallacy that people think there's a lot of protection in working the 9 to 5 of like, oh, they're teaching me what to do. They're telling me what to do. Not really. You have all the knowledge already and they're just kind of providing more direction for you. But something where like, it's probably, I'm guessing, Sean, you could teach us, which I'll ask you next, how to actually get in front of the right people. You just package in the right way. It's probably not going to be as hard as you think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. Everything is packaging, right? That's all it is, yeah. Is recombining information and knowledge that already exists into new and unique and novel ways.
So Sean, someone comes to you and says, hey, I worked 2 years in IT. I worked 2 years in like medical sales. I don't know. I want to get out of this. I just want to make some money on the side. I don't mind if I sell my time. I want to make money. But they're like, mm-hmm. I don't know how to package this. I don't know where to go to promote this. What do I do? What would your advice be?
Yeah. So for someone just starting, make it super simple, easy. The hardest part is finding a client. So let's go to where clients already exist and are already looking for you, which is any one of these freelance websites that match consultants looking for work and clients looking to hire. There's hundreds of them. I actually have a big old list of all of the hundreds of them. There are quite a few. I think Upwork is a good place to start for most people for their first, call it 60 to 90 days. Go on to one of these websites, create an account, set it up for whatever skill set you are eligible to do. And there's a whole bunch of tips and tricks and all that that are unique to each individual website. But they all exist because there's hundreds of clients, sometimes thousands of clients posting jobs every single day. Get a couple of them, figure out what you like to do, get good at it. And then you can go up market to either off the platform and going direct to a client, or you can go to some of the higher end platforms like a Catalent, where you could be signing a $200,000, $300,000 contract to provide consulting services.
Wow. And what is the potential income someone can make from this? And like, obviously, like, yeah, you can make millions of dollars, right? But let's talk realistically.
Yeah.
Someone's coming in entry level after their corporate role and saying, hey, I want to go do consulting on the side. Sean, let's give you an example. How much money did you make doing this in your first month after that $30 job, scaling up to where you are now?
Yeah. So, first month for me, I had pulled these numbers for real at one point, but it was in the 3,000 to 4,000 range. It was like 3,318 or something.
Okay.
Like that.
Solid.
Yeah. So, and that was on the completely part-time side hustling, around the job. So it wasn't even like anything serious. And I also didn't know what I was doing. I was trying to figure it out as I was going along. So it was like three grand. Month two was also a little bit more, like 4 grand. Month five, a little more. Month three was like 5-ish. And then month four, it jumped up to 20. Because like, okay, I figured this out. I figured out what I'm doing and where you want to go. And then I finished the full first year one at a little under 500,000. It was like 490 something.
Dude. And how, like,
yeah.
Just consulting. You're not selling courses, like nothing.
Nothing. It was just pure consulting, like bread and butter projects for me, large corporate clients. And it was great. I mean, that's one of the great things about this business is because you're literally selling your time, like you can scale it up very quickly because your time is just your time. If you just allocate more hours to it, like you can scale up very fast.
Yeah.
And there's no, your operating cost is basically flat. Like your margin should be 95% plus. If it's not, you're doing something horribly wrong. So it's a fairly basic business model to scale up quickly. Now, the caveat to that is going from, call it, say, 500 to 1 million, 2 million is exceptionally difficult. And most people don't even try to make that jump because we all know people who have, and it's terrible. But if your goal is to get to like 500, which is a damn good living, like it's a really great business to get to because you can do that pretty quick.
Yeah. 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 And to your point, you're selling your time. So there is a cap on it. It's a high cap, but it's a cap. But after that, I'm guessing you turn it to almost like a small agency if you're trying to get to $1 million to $2 million consulting revenue.
That's exactly right. The problem is hiring people because extremely expensive. Like hiring a consultant to come join you is going to be quite a lot.
Yeah.
That person will obviously know you're making a margin on them, so they'll quit to go run their own, and then it's a tough slog to kind of get up from there.
Yeah. Interesting. And what, for the $500,000 you were making, what did you have, one major project, or what was the type of work you were doing?
Yeah. So I typically have somewhere in the neighborhood of 1 to 3 projects running at any given point. For that first year, I was, I would call it probably closer to 2 to 3 at any given point. My work for the first like 6 months or so was very exploratory, where I was kind of bouncing around and trying different stuff. Where it ended up landing is I do a lot of work for private equity portfolio companies, doing like portfolio ops work. And then I do a decent amount of work, Fortune 500 strategy, which typically involves some sort of like big data analysis that I'm driving.
And this is all on Catalent, is that right?
That's all. It was, year one was almost exclusively on Catalent. And then as the years have gone on, there's obviously still a Catalent slug to there, but there's a bunch of work that's come direct to me from just as brand grows.
For everyone who's wondering, this is not the board game Settlers of Catan. This is a website called Catalent.com. it's a place where you can, it's a marketplace, right? That's what it is, Sean?
Yeah, it's a marketplace.
Cool. So let's talk about the year. You made $500,000. Then what? Like, what are you going to repeat it? What's the move here?
Yeah. So, paid off the ring, which was priority number one there. So that was good. And then, wife and I've always wanted to invest in real estate. She was also super interested in that. So, I basically was taking all my consulting income and then putting almost all of it into investment real estate. So we built up a really nice portfolio in really about a 2.5-3 year period. Got a really, really solid rental portfolio. And just kept on doing what we were doing. I was consulting and then putting the money over to real estate, consult, put it into real estate, and just repeating that process up from there. And the real estate was helping because that was generating cash flow and income, which gave us more money to put to more real estate. The cycle was repeating itself up and up and up.
Amazing. And now what are you working on, man? So you're still continuing that funnel, which, by the way, I love. Like, I think businesses are great for cash flow. Many times people probably overvalue their businesses. In consulting, there is no equity, is the truth, but it's high cash flow. So you might as well take something which is high cash flow, move to something which is low cash flow but high equity, which is real estate. And if you look at like the top wealthiest people outside of like Bezos and like those guys, it's all real estate. It's all real estate. So I think it's such a good move of just using businesses just cash flow. Like, if you exit it, great, but if not, it don't matter. And moving that to high equity. So that's, yeah, Sean, I agree with your plan. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks, Ben. It's been a fun plan, and it's the plan for the foreseeable future. I take on less consulting clients now. I've been working with a couple small companies where it's more skin in the game kind of model, where rather than just consulting for a fee, I join as a partner and provide consulting services. But I have skin in the game, right? I'm not just giving them advice and then leaving. Like, I'm there to give advice, but also to put it into practice and make sure it adds value to the business, because then things will go better for the business. So been doing that. Continuing to do the real estate as always.
Hell yes. Dude, tell me about Uncommon Elite. I saw this on your profile and it looked interesting. What is it?
Yeah. So it's actually one of the businesses that I'm doing that. So I'm a partner in the business and consulting to the business as well. It's super, super cool business. The way it basically works is it's one-on-one accountability coaching between an individual who wants accountability coaching and one of the coaches at Uncommon Elite. The kicker, though, is that the coaches on Uncommon Elite are ex-special operatives of the United States military. So we're talking Navy SEALs, Green Berets, or Night Stalkers, which is the elite helicopter division that flies those guys around.
Night Stalkers, so, what a badass name.
Right? Yeah. And it's such an incredible business, because it's like, imagine what you could do and achieve if you had a Navy SEAL working with you on it.
Yeah.
Like, You meet with a Navy SEAL every week and you tell the Navy SEAL, this is what I'm going to get done this week. And then they're texting you throughout the week, be like, hey man, just checking in. You get that stuff done. Like, you're going to get it done. Right. And it's crazy, because the people who've worked with them are just seeing like incredible improvements in their performance, really, because they're getting more stuff done and getting it done the right way.
Yeah, amazing. So that's uncommonelite.com, right? That's the website.
Yeah, that's the one.
Nice. Good stuff. Sean, if people want to follow you, message you, whatever, what is the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Yeah, best spot is probably Twitter. I'm Sean O'Dowd 15, I think, on Twitter. I guess I'm the 15th Sean O'Dowd out there. There's a lot of Irish guys.
You're really like, you know, I'm not going to change it. Let me just be the 15th.
Seriously, I think that's exactly what it was. And then people can email me. So I'm Sean at theodowdgroup.com. So if there's any questions, I'm happy to exchange some emails as well.
Awesome stuff. Well, Sean, thanks so much for hopping on.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Thanks again for listening, guys. There are two ways I could help you out. Number one is with May This Franchise. If you want to get into business but don't want to go at it alone, we have you covered with everything from A to Z. Check out madethisfranchise.com to start your own remote local business. The next is with the Remote Local Blueprint, which is a course I launched to teach you the foundations of starting your own remote local business in any niche. It's do it yourself at your own pace, and you can check that out at blueprint.beremotelocal.com.